Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I love Lifetime Christmas preview shows.
I'm Patrick Serrato, and I'm a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Lifetime Christmas preview episodes. This is the
Take the Lifetime on Guard podcast. Go, go. Go, Patrick. Go, go. Go, Patrick. Go. Well, hello, everybody.
I didn't know you were doing voices. You caught me off guard there.
I wasn't doing a voice.
You did a voice.
I think I did a voice. I wouldn't consider that a voice. Yeah, a Patrick, voice. Would you consider that a voice?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, we all have voices.
Thank you, Patrick.
That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. We are here.
Ever so close to actual Lifetime movie content here on Deck the Lifetime Uncorked podcast.
We're a bit of a holding pattern right now because the Lifetime movies don't start for another couple weeks. But what can you do? Patrick, did you have a good Halloween?
Oh, yes. I was Gwyneth Paltrow with the ski in my back, you know, and I was just basically yelling at people at the bar, like, you skied into my back, and then I'd give them a dollar, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was great.
Man, was the ski ever bothersome throughout the evening, like at a party or something?
You know, sticking out, I was whacking people, but so it came off for like karaoke, but...
Yeah, what'd you do? What'd you sing for karaoke?
Britney all weekend.
Yeah, of course. You reading the book?
I got the book. I got Michelle Williams reading the audiobook to me.
Michelle Williams reads the Britney Spears audiobook?
I may have to get it on Audible if that's the case, yes, and I don't even care.
She supports women. That's what she said when she signed up to do that. And it is a treat. It is a treat. You get to hear Michelle Williams impersonating Justin Timberlake impersonating a black person.
Oh, my.
Brittany does not hold back. She is like, yeah, Justin Timberlake is like, kind of not
the little
cool.
bit that I've heard makes Justin Timberlake sounds like the worst human being. Do the you worst. Believe everything that Britney is saying in the book?
I mean, yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a Britney lyric that's like believe, but I can't. There's no believe in
What's
any of
been
her
the
songs.
Most she, shocking part of the book so far?
You know, she really just comes for everybody. There's not one person in the book that she's like, Felicia. She likes Felicia. But other than Felicia, there's no one. Everybody has wronged her.
So no one else in the entire book, because she's like, they were a nice person.
Nikki DeLoach is mentioned in the book, and I don't think she gets dragged through the mud.
Oh, does she? Well, you must not have read chapter 7. It's all about Nikki and all about how she pulled Britney's hair.
No, stop. Nikki would never.
I didn't get to chapter 7 yet. Come on, guys. I'm a slow reader.
I didn't know that Michelle Williams is reading the audio.
Yeah, I've got extra credits on Audible. That may be worth.
Why is Britney not reading her own audiobook?
She doesn't want to, and she doesn't have to.
She doesn't want to. She doesn't have to. Brian.
All I'm saying is there are some people that maybe don't think that Britney is well, and so reading the audiobook would be like, see, haters, I can read.
She did the foreword. The foreword.
Okay. So. She did the forward.
She's like, hey, y'all, I can't. Hey, y'all, this is my book. Hope you read it, and God bless.
Wow.
God, that was the forward. Wow.
That was it.
I have heard Brittany talk, yeah. Lisa, yeah. I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We have four movies to get to today. Very excited about
that. We really
got
a packed schedule today.
It's... What's crazy is we got four movies and we're already to December. It's just, Lifetime's not even trying this year. All right. December.
And are we going to get a movie where you finally put a cork in one? Because you've poured up two acquired joints.
I don't make any promises one way or the other.
And we get one cream today. Mm-hmm.
One cream.
No more, no less.
Pouring it up, yeah. Putting a cork in it, or letting it breathe. You can let it breathe. None of us let it breathe.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. You're going to let one breathe instead.
I don't know. I don't come in here with any preconceived ideas of what I'm going to do.
There you go.
December.
And there's so many reasons to put a cork in it or pour it up.
Thank you, Patrick. You said that beautifully. It's time for December 2nd movie, which is...
Ladies of the 80s, A Diva's Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
It stars Lonnie Anderson, Morgan Fairchild, Linda Gray, Donna Mills, and Nicolette Sheridan.
Wow.
And the synopsis goes as follows. Five glamorous 80s soap stars reunite to share the spotlight and shoot the final Christmas episode of their long-running soap opera. The producer, Alex, and director, Neil, old college friends, do their best to keep things on the rails. But as the ladies come together, old rivalries resurface that threaten to tear apart the whole production. With the shows nearly canceled before it was even begins due to the ladies' famous diva behavior, they reluctantly agree to set their differences aside and past secrets to act as if they still love each other. When old sparks reunite between Alex and Neil, the ladies become eager to play Cupid and conspire to bring the couple together. Along the way, the divas discover that the love between them all is very strong too, featuring a theme song written by Stephen Dwarf and Michael J, produced by Dwarf, and performed by Tiffany.
Tiffany!
Hey, I thought that synopsis was going to end three different times.
All right.
Three different times.
I kept going.
Just kept going.
Yeah.
Now, I will say I'm not smart enough to know who any of these women are.
You don't know any of them?
I don't know who any of these women are. But I do know enough.
Before your time.
I do know enough to know that I am not allowed to put a cork in this movie. I just know that. I can't legally do that. I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I think it sounds like a little, you know, like fun. Like, what's going to happen? Is someone going to kill someone? And a theme song? We got a theme song? I love a theme song. You know that about me by now. Kids in the Spotlight, call me. I love this idea. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know. Maybe it plays into my favor not knowing who any of these women are, because then I can just sit back and enjoy it for what it is. It's just a good time. So I'm going to put a port up.
put the port up.
Dan?
You're ready for the music.
I'm going to put a cork in this one.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the problem is that it sounds like a movie that they're going to just put these stars out there and have them coast on the fact that they're all there and not have anything to do. And that is one of my least favorite things to watch, more than an acquired movie called the worst Christmas movie of all time. And I don't really like, this is one of these movies that you're right. I think you would say you can't put a cork in this movie because of all the people that are involved, even though you don't know who any of them are. I would say I'm putting a cork in it because if you're asking me honestly so far to rank these in order of rank these in order of most likely to watch, this is not ahead of two of those other movies. So for that reason, I would rather watch Laughing All the Way to see if it's a complete train wreck, or Christmas at the Chalet purely for Terry Hatcher. This movie, no. I'm happy that these ladies are all getting together and doing this thing. Not for me, though. Not for me, before my time. Don't care. Put a cork in it.
Dan hates powerful women. Patrick.
Right. So speaking of all these are ladies of the 80s, as they said. Dan and I were young in the 80s, so it doesn't really overlap with our demo. And I also, I feel like all these ladies are like those blonde vixen characters that like nobody, that they were famous for just being blonde and beautiful, not necessarily because anyone liked them. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera, like no Whoa. One really likes Christina Whoa. Aguilera. She's just Whoa. Blonde and beautiful.
Shots fired Who on likes- ex-Tina. Unbelievable.
No one likes her. She's an unlikable person. We know this.
Oh my.
I read Britney's book. I know what she did.
So what are you doing?
So I'm gonna let it breathe because That's this safe. Also features like one that. Of my favorite gay actors. His name's Alex Mappa, and he was in Swish at Birth, and he, you would recognize him. He's a gay Asian, very funny.
Yeah, I know Alex Mappa.
He takes all my roles, so you know.
Oh yeah, this guy. I don't know exactly who this is.
He's not guy. He's great. So yeah. I hope he's coming in as like some assistant producer or PA or something, and or makeup artist. I don't know. It'll be, you know, insulting to the gays, but still, I love it. But letting it breathe because we never know. We don't know what we're getting here.
Wow.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You want to break it down?
What do you mean?
Like take a break?
Nah. Let's just keep going.
Keep going.
Let's keep going. Because right. we don't got okay. any time to waste today. Because it's already right. it's December 3rd. And it's right. time okay. for...
Mistletoe Match. Ooh. This is another acquisition from 2022 Canada.
This might be my breaking point.
I know. Stars Ellen Huataro.
Elena.
Taco.
No.
Say Huataro. You did not.
I switched the A and the T.
I see how you got there.
Huataro. And Bruce. Oh, Ryan Bruce. Oh, my gosh. My dyslexia is going extra. Okay.
It's going Synopsis. Extra today.
With the holiday season in full swing, Olivia Hayes goes undercover to provide her readers with an in-depth and cynical look at the hugely successful annual Secret Santa for Singles event. There, she meets a single dad and handsome widower named Thomas, who is just as skeptical about the program as she is. Sparks soon fly, but once in a lifetime promotion on the line, will she risk losing it all for romance she never saw coming?
Named Thomas. All right, I'm doing it, everybody. The perfect Cork season.
Cork it in.
I'm going to let it breathe.
Of course.
I'm going to let it breathe.
Yeah, I told you. I said beforehand, this is what you're
okay.
going to do.
Because here's the thing. No, I am over acquisitions at this point. I can't keep in good faith continue to pour up acquisitions. However,
a year and a half ago.
However, annual Secret Santa for Singles event, undercover, handsome widower, Thomas. I think this has potential. So that's why I'm letting it breathe.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Love that.
Movie was made over a year ago, and America didn't bother to acquire it. It's
That's not always the case, Dan. You don't know everything about a movie's journey.
Put a cork in it.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay. So I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go to the people, the Canadians who have seen this movie.
I like that.
And I want to know what they think. So I went to the IMDb. Yep. I clicked on the rating, and you can give it a 10-1 rating. And, you know, they're always a little bit skewed with the 10s and the 1s. But this one solidly falls into a 7-6 category with 43 people voting for 7 and 40 people voting for 6. So I think that's going to be enough for me to pour it up. I'm going to trust the people on this one.
It's got a 7.6 IMDb user rating.
No. The acquired rating is a 5.9, but okay. I'm taking out the tens and the ones. And
he's doing his own thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. He's chucking out the tens and the ones. Okay.
So you're pouring it up?
I'm pouring it up. It seems like it's very popular in Brazil.
Would it matter to you at all, Dan? This one also ended up on TF1 in France, and I know how much that matters to
you. Yes, yeah.
But also Stan in Australia got a hold of this.
Stan, put it on the air?
Stan in Australia.
Tempted to let it breathe. Going to keep putting a cork in it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was our chance. Yeah. Let's take one more break, and we'll be... Sorry. Well, let's take a break and we'll be right back. On Deck the Home. You gotta let me say it first.
For
Aaron.
Those of you, yeah, Aaron.
Aaron just like you played me off.
Go quick.
She played me that. Off the stage.
Like, oh, this is getting embarrassing. Let's get him out of here. Those of you watching, hey. Philo, Brand's okay.
Every now and then you need it. One time I forgot my lines totally in a play, and it was like a song, and I like had to, they're like, you sing the song and then there's like a little like dialogue, and in the dialogue I just didn't know, so in my character voice I was like, I don't know what's happening, oh no, what's happening, oh I don't know, and they finally pulled the lights on me and I'm like, thank God I had no clue, I just totally went up. Only time in my life that. That's happened, but it was...
I don't know.
Brian goes to break,
I don't know.
You know, dozens of times.
Yeah.
I mean, I like, he just couldn't get through it.
I'm still just kind of choked up about losing my perfect pulling it up streak. That was tough for me to do. That was tough for me to do. But I'm an artist, and it matters.
You know. The acquired, that one sounds the best.
Now, this is interesting. This is a Thursday release, straight to LMN. So break this one down for us.
LMN, for those who don't know, is Lifetime Movie Network, and that's where the trashiest movies go. Ooh. So I am so excited to introduce Silent Night, Fatal Night.
Yeah.
It stars Alex Camacho,
yep,
Matthew Polkamp, and Talia Asareff.
What's this movie called?
Silent Night. Fatal Night.
What's that last name? Where do you see that last name? I don't see that last name. Are you on IMDb?
I'm on IMDb too.
Yeah. Alex Camacho, Matthew Polkamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talia Asareff. Yes.
He's in all these movies. So you guys will recognize him. He's like a Lifetime movie staple, usually playing a bad guy, a bad sexy guy. Yeah. The synopsis goes a little something like this. Mallory Dearborn is one of the best-selling mystery writers in the market. Yeah. Against the wishes of her manager, Michael, she decides to end her long-running detective franchise and focus on more personal matters. Mm. Despite or desperate for a big payday, Michael takes her prisoner and convinces the world she passed away, forces her to write a new I know this word, but I can't read it. Posthumous. You know when you're dead?
Posthumously.
Posthumous novel. Now, Mallory will spend the holidays writing with her most thrilling story yet, her own escape.
Man, I can't wait to listen to this later. That synopsis... Wow, there was maybe one complete sentence in there. Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what I'm just realizing? Thanks to producer Aaron, this is a little bonus. We thought we only had 12. This is technically 13. You're getting 5 movies this week.
Yeah, we're going to do 5 this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I forgot that this one is a thing.
So this is the time to take one break.
Yeah.
Of all the shows, yeah.
Who said we're only taking one break?
We're going to take another break at some point.
Yeah, maybe. Right. We'll find out what happens.
Silent Night, Fatal Night. So we still get one cream, though. We can't go crazy.
We can't go crazy with creams. We can't go crazy.
Right.
Here's the problem with me is I'm obviously I'm intrigued by a killer Christmas movie, but it just like I am worried it's going to take a while to get there. Right. Like just with the synopsis, like it's like. She's a thing, and then she does stuff, and she decides to give it up, and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I'm worried that this one might be a little bit on the slower side, but I'm going to take a flyer here. I'm going to pour it up, and I'm going to cream it.
Okay. There you go.
I'm a little worried. This doesn't sound. It sounds like it could be slow. Do you ever give it all the things?
That's exactly right. Dan?
I'm torn here because I'm going to let this breathe. I'm going to let it breathe because I like the Christmas killer angle. Like I like having a more like Lifetime movie in a Lifetime Christmas movie. I like that, but it does sound like there's a lot going on and it could be a little slow and I'm a little worried with it being put all the way over on the Lifetime Movie Network. So just to let it breathe for me, which is just closer to pour it up because there's no cork in it. But I, yes, let it breathe.
I am going to pour it up because I love a scary movie. As we know, I watch Ma like every day.
What a pull there. Ma. Octavia Spencer's Ma.
If you've never seen it, it's a good one.
It's okay.
It's not scary. It's just like, you know, a little scary. Like Lifetime movies are a little bit scary.
Right.
And this one sounds like Misery kind of thing going on. So I'm into that. I like Matthew Polkamp and I like a Silent Night, a Fatal Night as a title.
It's a great title.
Best title of the year. Yeah. Support up for that.
Fair.
Great.
We did it. It's time for the next one. Saturday.
Somebody broke brand.
So Thursday, take Friday off. Maybe go take to the Hallmark channel if you want to. And then head over to Lifetime on Saturday, December 9th, for what might be the worst title of the year. What do we got?
Cowboy Christmas Romance.
Yeah, I saw it on the screen. That's right. A Cowboy Christmas Romance. It stars Jana Kramer, Adam Sheen, Mary Margaret Humes, Casey Randolph, Kurt Maga, Bruce Thomas, Lisa Lee, and Max Ickerick.
And I do feel like... Well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
And written by Sarah Drew.
I was going to say, I think it's worth noting it's written by Sarah Drew. I think that matters.
Yeah.
It matters
and
here.
Directed by Jake Helgren, who directed me in a Lifetime movie.
Just a few correct. It's Adam Sin there, not Sin.
You should spell it S-I-N then.
It's on him. You're right. His own name is on him.
Okay, perfect. Let's do the synopsis. One week before Christmas, a huge business deal sends real estate closer Lexi Crenshaw back to a place she swore she'd never return. Mm. Her hometown of Tubac, Arizona.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, Tubac.
Back on the range, Leslie must convince Colby Mason, a horse whispering rancher, to part ways with his family's land while negotiating her relationship with her father and brothers she left behind, leading her to reconsider the life she gave up 10 years ago. A lot going on.
It seems like such a standard movie.
Though. Yeah.
Like such a standard. Which, to be fair, I've not heard that yet, and we are, what, eight movies into the slate?
I'm going to put a cork in this one, unfortunately. I just can't do horse whispering. I'm not about that life. If that's what you're into, that's up to you, but I just think it's, you know, it's a dangerous precedent. So I'm going to put a cork in it.
Same. Put a cork in it. Sounded boring from the get-go and throw horses in the mix. It didn't really help.
Even yawned.
I yawned.
I think you were a little gun-shy after Ride, especially after the Hallmark show Ride.
Understandable. Yeah. Understandable. Yeah. So, yeah, horses can be scary. And thing about this is the director, Jake, he like loves these like going home things to like the horse places because he is from a horse place. Originally, and now lives in LA. So I think he just likes directing movies that remind him of his home. But you know, that's not my home. I'm not from a horse town. I'm from like a proper. Well, actually, no, I am from a horse town. It was a horse town originally. But I don't ride horses or anything. So I'm gonna let this one breathe. And we'll see how it goes. I'm 50-50.
Is your aunt's backyard big enough to hold a horse?
Oh yeah, she could put a stable out there if she wanted to. But
wow, that's huge.
The wedding crab boil, though.
That's huge. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just I'm concerned. Lots of names though. But you know what? I'm just now realizing no Melissa Joan Hart this year.
Yep, no Mario Lopez.
No Mario Lopez. What are we doing?
They've got other plans, you know.
Man, apparently,
this is a low budget year for Lifetime.
I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah.
Let's take one more quick break and just kind of think about that, and then we'll come back with one more movie left.
Patrick and I both have to use our creams here.
Yeah, you have to. You guys didn't learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Here on Back at the Hallmark. We're back, everybody, to Cream Central. We got one more movie left. We got a couple of creams left on the table. But the good news is the table's looking good. The table is set for the final movie, which is called...
Yes, Chef, Christmas.
Yes, Chef.
Is there an exclamation point in there?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef, yes. Christmas, of course.
There you go. There you go. It should stars have the horror Tia, movie.
Sorry,
Tina
go ahead.
Mowry. Oh, Tia Mowry, okay. Sorry. We know Tia.
Yeah.
Buddy Valastro and Luke Humphrey.
Great.
Synopsis goes as follows. Alicia Geller is a culinary school instructor who has put both her true career aspirations and her personal life on the back burner. But this holiday season, fate is on her side. She is invited to compete in the city's annual Kringle Cook-Off.
Kringles.
And learns her family's secret that could change everything and be a big break she needs to become a respected chef like her former boss, Bobby. There to mentor her through the competition is a fiery chef and Kringle protege, Logan, whom Alicia builds a real connection with, despite their rocky start. But can Alicia win the cook-off and prove herself that she is capable of being the head chef that Logan believes her to be? And will she be accepted by the Kringles if she shares the truth with them?
Will she be accepted by the Kringles, like the baked goods? They have to accept her?
I guess, yeah.
What?
She will have to put it all on the line to find out.
Oh, the Kringles have a meeting.
So okay, it's the annual Kringle Cook-Off.
That's right.
Is so the Kringle last
could be a person or a
but is
dish.
is it like Kringle's Kringle? Is it Kringle's Kringles, you think? Like the Kringle family makes Kringles and then they're also having a Kringle cook-off?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't cook Kringles, do you?
You bake? Yeah,
you
it's
bake.
It's a pastry,
so. Listen, it's been a few years since we've had Kringles in a movie. There was a while there, a couple years where it was just like Kringles. Oh, Kringles.
There's characters named Kringle. There's a Viola Kringle, there's a Rick Kringle, and there's a Michael Kringle. So I think Kringle is a family.
Now, okay. my concern is there's not going to be Kringle, the pastry. And now I'm real peeved. Because
there has to be. And then there's got to be a Kris Kringle too, right?
I don't know. The annual Kringle Cook-Off does make me think there we will get Kringle the pastry. But what if it's just the Kringle family sponsors this cook-off? It's the annual Kringle cook-off. I'm real concerned. Yeah. I'm concerned, so I'm going to let it breathe. Although I'm very intrigued by this, I can't in good faith pour this one out, not knowing
pour
the fates,
out. You're pouring
it,
out. It
up, not knowing what kind of Kringle we're getting ourselves into here.
Yeah, I'm going to pour it up, and I'm going to give it a cream. And the reason is because I'm just going to roll the dice here. I love the fact that they don't really explicitly tell you the Kringles that they're talking about. Is it just the last name? Is there a Kris Kringle? Is there a Magic Santa? Are we making actual Kringles? I don't know any of this information, but I do love Tia Mowry, and that's the first name that we've announced that I've gotten excited about watching. So pour it up and give it a cream.
Wow.
Glad I saved it. Worked out well.
We love that. So, you know, Tia and Tamara have been separated for a while on different networks. This is Tia's last movie in her three Christmas movie deal with Lifetime. So, you know, we're excited about that and we're a little sad because I think she'll probably move on after this. Wow. I think cooking is great. I love cooking. I'm going to be doing all this cooking during the holiday season. Listen to this, guys. I got my cousin, Carrie, who is the daughter of my aunt.
What?
Who has the house. Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah.
She's got the house with the backyard. Carrie, in 2001, emailed everyone in the family and got recipes from like my grandma and my aunts and everybody. And she didn't do anything with it. She just left it in her inbox for 20 years. And then when I was home last, I was like, oh, whatever happened to that cookbook? She sent me every recipe. So this holiday season, I'm going to make all the recipes.
You're making all of them.
All these Christmassy desserts that my grandma used to make, southern ones. So yeah, it's going to be a journey. We'll see how
it's
it goes.
Exciting.
So this will inspire me to actually do that. And I'm going to pour it up for that and cream it.
There you go.
I just want to say this: Carrie's a disappointment. And I think,
wow,
like, I think we would all agree.
Carrie, like, if you're listening.
Well, Carrie got all those recipes and did nothing with them. Of course, leave it to Patrick to pick up Carrie's slack. You've been doing it your whole life.
I'm gonna turn them into a family cookbook. I'm gonna turn it into a YouTube series with my parents. I mean, I've got aspirations for this.
You do have aspirations. That's aspirations, exactly right.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And I don't even bake. I don't even bake. But I'm gonna. That's why it'll be a journey.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's chef.
I'm not a scientist. Science baking is too sciencey.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You have to measure. Yep. I hate it.
Well, we did it, everybody. Congratulations. We only got one more of these left, and then they'll be here. They'll be here before you know it.
It's like Christmas morning.
It's so exciting. We'll be back next week with our final Lifetime Christmas preview show of the year. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea. What? For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH. Okay.